Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. If you're watching The Block last night on Channel 9, this is the moment everyone's talking about.
So, our winners for The Block 2022 are House Number 5, Omar and Oz, by Country Mile, my friend, by Country Mile.
You know what? No one believed in us. God did.
Absolutely. I proved all the naysayers wrong. Omar and Oz join us now. Good morning and congratulations.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Oh, you guys sound like you've done a lot of interviews this morning. You sound a little bit tired.
It's been a massive couple of days.
I don't doubt it, because it's kind of like The Block is meant to be a marathon effort, but it's the interviews you get through today that will really make you earn that huge prize money.
Nah, it's been good. It's been good. Thanks for having us.
No worries at all. But speaking of interviews, it seems like you guys have been almost like dragged into a room with a spotlight and put on trial today with a lot of the interviews and headlines that are coming through. A lot of people are questioning your win. That's got to feel a little bittersweet.
It is pretty disappointing. But in saying that, just so you know what, like, we did win, and having to like justify us winning, it's pretty disappointing. But that's what happens on auctions.
Now, obviously, a lot of people were questioning your kind of relationship with one of the bidders. But, you know, in my opinion, I don't see anything wrong with it, because it just goes to show that you guys were being so proactive with getting the best cash you could on the day. Do you think that it's just because the other contestants weren't as proactive? And one thing I've always wondered about The Block is, do you think they do enough to actually bring bidders in? Like, very rarely do we hear from like international buyers. Like, do they market to an international market?
I think they want the real estates to kind of push all of that. I mean, the amount of advertising The Block do, I mean, it is 50 episodes at the end of the day that they go week in, week out, where they talk about the houses and how much money have gone into them. Scotty mentioned that the houses are worth $6.6 million. So anything less is a bargain. I mean, obviously, to find buyers at that level is pretty hard. But Oz and I, we didn't stop working. I almost contacted every person that I knew, and I said, if anyone has the money and is interested, can you please let them come to the place and we'll give them a tour. We had no idea Danny Wallace was going to bid. He was a late bidder, as you could see. So at the end of the day, the 100 people that walked in, we were lucky enough that three of them really wanted the place and they started out bidding.
Yeah.
We did see a couple of the couples not make any money at all yet. In your opinion, do you think that they will end up making any money from The Block with the houses on the market?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I mentioned before, The Block's in it for $6.6 million for each one of these properties. I mean, the amount of money and work that's gone into it. And then depreciation list is huge. It's upwards of 200K a year. Any good investor with that kind of money, it would literally be buying a free house in 10 years, right? So it's definitely worth it. I see them making money for sure.
Do you think that The Block is getting too big and that is why these kind of things are happening? Do you think that maybe going into next season that the contestants should maybe kind of bring the price guide down and just go back to maybe doing apartments or something?
Well, I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that they're moving back to Brighton or Hampton next season. This one was a huge one. I don't see them ever doing something like this again. It just takes a lot with tradies and after COVID and not finding material and stuff. It was a big one. I don't see it happening like that again. So they'll definitely be moving back to smaller houses next season.
Absolutely. And when do you guys get the money? And what's the first thing you're going to do with that money? Do you put it on a bed and like make angels in it? What are you going
to
do?
Nah, we came in for family. We wanted to look after our little ones, and that's exactly what we're going to do. God, coming in the future, I'm not too sure yet, but would love to continue. We did.
You guys are going to be responsible. How dare you? How dare you be
I know. We have to. We've got little ones now.
Oh, God. This is why I'm avoiding it. All right. Makes sense. Omar and Oz, congratulations. Winners of The Block for 2022. And hopefully we'll see you pop up next season.
Thanks, legends. Appreciate it.